Well, it was one of those days where what seemed like bad news was actually good news for the markets. The private sector jobs report came in much weaker than expected. It showed that in August, 89,000 new jobs were added. However, the expectation was for 160,000, so much lower than those previous expectations. But the good news is that that weak data suggests the Fed's interest rate rises are doing the job that they're meant to be doing. Rate rises are trying to get inflation under control by cooling hiring, and that report certainly shows that there has been a significant slowdown in hiring. We'll be waiting till Friday for a bigger picture. That's when we get the release of the monthly jobs report figures. Well, for the day, the Dow was up 0.4%, the S&P also up 0.8%, and the Nasdaq up by 1.4%. Energy companies, though, were the big losers of the day. Several of them were down by 5 or 6% at the closing bell. That was after oil prices dropped by around $5 a barrel. Data showed weaker demand driving down those share prices. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.